We are doing the Kiddush Chanuch Mikol Chaim. We're up to the laws of Shema. So the Rav Chaim David HaLevi, new semester, will introduce Rav Chaim David HaLevi, a disciple of Rav Kook's, chief rabbi of Tel Aviv. He wrote the book Mikol Chaim, among other books. And he wrote a very nice Kiddush Chanuch, which we enjoy learning. It covers the customs of Sephardim, Ashkenazim, and also modern-day issues, because he was a modern-day rabbi. So he writes, Zman Kriyat Shema Sheshachrit, the time for reading Shema in the morning. We know that the Torah obligates us to read Shema every morning and every night. So what time? The Torah says, from when you get up. It says, B'shoch B'chov Kumecha. We read it in Shema every day. Read Shema when you lie down and when you get up. So what's called when you get up? So our sages define that as the time, Yishayiret Chavro Haraginim Oksat Memachak Tal Damot V'yakirenu. From the time you see a friend who you know a little bit, meaning it's not your best friend, it's not someone who you've only seen once, you've seen him a little bit, and you'll be able to recognize him without the assistance of all modern technology, just based on the light of the sun that's starting to come up. It's not yet sunrise. It's 35 minutes before sunrise. And you could recognize him from a distance of 4 footsteps away. So that's how much light you need, that it's called already the time that people are getting up. And then we go 3 hours into the day. Remember that sundials, that means 3 hours into the day is 3 hours, a quarter of the daylight period. Sundial is divided based on parts of the day, not hours of 60 minutes, but we do what shots maniot, parts of the day. So this is a quarter into the day. And a person should try to be quick to fulfill this mitzvah, lest he miss the time. People sometimes say, I'll go to the next minyan. You have to read Shema nowadays by 8:30 in the morning. You have to finish Shema. So don't say, I'll go to the next minyan. Say Shema now. A guy gets up at 8 o'clock. He says, oh, I'll shower, I'll do this, I'll do that. Before he knows it, it's already 8:35 and he missed the time. So even if a person isn't going to make it to minyan so fast, for whatever reason, he should at least say Shema. So say Shema off the bat. That's biblical. Okay, and the same thing for the nighttime Shema. People sometimes say, I'll go to the later minute. You're not supposed to delay it. You're supposed to say the nighttime Shema as early as possible. It's a biblical mitzvah. Allah habez, mitzvah min ha-mubchal l'kora kevatikin. We have those people who cherish mitzvot, and they're modest and humble, and they run after doing mitzvot in the best possible way. They are called vatikin. And these people would wake up early in the morning so that they pray their Shemoneh Esrei the first possible minute, and so they'd read Shema just before the crack of dawn, just before sunrise. And right after sunrise, they'd be in Shemoneh Esrei. So if a person could, that's the most beautiful way to do it. Nowadays, it'll kill your learning. Most people who try to get up for Vasikin, it ruins their days. It's not a good idea for us. But when you'll have a lifestyle where it can work and it won't ruin your lifestyle, you should know there is such an ideal to wake up early and read Shema as early as possible with the Vatikin. These are the people, Amchabevin et HaMitzvot. They love the mitzvot. They cherish them. Shayu mechavnim nekorah nat kodem anetzach hama. They would plan their prayer, that's the way the Vasikin Minyanim work, they plan their prayer to read Shema a little before sunrise, so that they finish reading Shema, the blessing after Shema, just at the crack of sunrise, just as the sun comes over the hilltop, and the first possible second, they're already in Shemoneh Esrei, and then their prayer is aligned with sunrise. Whoever can do this will have great wages in the world to come. Okay.